Colossians 3. God loves you and has chosen you as his own special people. So be gentle, kind, humble, meek, and patient. Put up with each other and forgive anyone who does you wrong, just as Christ has forgiven you. Love is more important than anything else. It is what ties everything completely together. We have heard a word from God. May God bless our understanding, this reading from the Holy Scriptures. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. With these words, Jesus includes the meek among a select list of people, blessed by God, the poor in spirit, those who mourn, those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, peacemakers. In our culture, none of these people might seem to us to be particularly blessed. But Jesus was never known to proclaim the status quo. Instead, he proclaimed the great realm of God, something completely new, something completely different, something so amazing it would be eternal. And within this great realm, the kingdom of God, these people held a special place. But what is meekness? It's hard to define. English dictionaries include definitions like easily managed or handled, docile, gentle, mild, tame, or easily imposed on, submissive. Clearly, this is not what Jesus and the early church writers were trying to teach. I read an interesting commentary online. It said the related Greek words that get translated as meekness, humble, humility, are all actually without literal English equivalents. They translate to an idea, not just a single word. What is clear is being meek, or meekness, is an attitude, broader way of understanding the world, living in it, and responding to it. How this is expressed is understood to be gentleness. The Greeks, much like our current society, placed great value on self-confidence, self-assurance, self-worth. Meekness as a way of interacting with others was just as difficult for the people in Jesus' time to understand as it is for us today. Meekness is, first of all, self-control, compared to expressing anger or aggression. A meek person is not someone without anger. They are someone who, experiencing anger, chooses to respond with inner strength and self-control instead of flying off the handle. The meek person comes to the challenges of their lives with inner strength. There is no sense in Scripture that to be meek is to be weak. Meekness is also an expression of faith, not an act of submission. Realizing in the events of our life we are never alone, we have a truly different perspective. When challenging events occur, the meek find strength in the awareness of God being with them, and that they do not move through life in isolation. I love the words from our creed. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God who has created and is created. In times that challenge us beyond what we feel able to handle, or that provoke strong negative emotions, the meek respond as people of faith. They strive to live their faith with integrity in that moment. A meek person realizes many of the things that trigger strong emotions in us are not really all that enormous in the grand scheme of things. certainly not as important as they appear to us at that moment. This brings context, allowing them to momentarily step back and see the larger picture. So they find in the context of faith the inner strength to remain calm and not lose control. And faith encourages them to seek a more constructive and beneficial response than anger or violence. When we are wrong, we are told we shouldn't have to put up with this. We have the right to be treated better than this. We should not take it lying down. We react instinctively, sometimes aggressively, with anger, because we know we are right, and what has been done to us or to another we care for is not right and must be challenged. There are moments when this is indeed true. Picture Jesus in the temple, overturning the money changers' tables in response to their greed, corruption, and their exploitation of the poor. However, this can become the only way some people react. I think we see this more and more in our society. We hear about road rage. We hear about those who demand the right to use any amount of force they like to protect their property, not just themselves and their families, as if property were just as important as people. There are those who would rather take offense at the smallest slight rather than keep perspective. They have no desire to understand the situation more fully and determine if a hurt was deliberate or accidental. Who among us hasn't said something without thinking, and realized afterward we crossed the line? We did not intend malice or harm, but that was the result. The meek person remains calm long enough to hear and accept a heartfelt apology, or to respond gently with an honest comment or reminder, like, "Do you understand why what you just said hurt me deeply?" To be meek is to find strength to hold off reacting until we can respond with wisdom, not with our first knee-jerk reaction. The meek person responds appropriately and in the best way possible for each situation. Let's consider an example from the gospel that might be particularly relevant to us in March and April. From Mark 12. The Pharisees got together with Herod's followers, then they sent some men to trick Jesus into saying something wrong. They went to him and said, "Teacher, we know you are honest. You treat everyone with the same respect, no matter who they are, and you teach the truth about what God wants people to do. Tell us, should we pay taxes to the emperor or not?" Jesus knew what they were up to, and he said, "Why are you trying to test me? Show me your coin." They brought him a silver coin, and he asked, "Whose picture and name are on it?" "The emperor's," they answered. Then Jesus told them, "Give the emperor what belongs to him, and give God what belongs to God." And the men were amazed at Jesus. It's a perfect illustration of meekness instead of anger. Jesus knew they were there to try and trick him into responding in a way that would anger the people. They did not want to pay taxes to Rome. Instead, he looked at the question from a faith perspective and sought wisdom before reacting. With some effort on his part, he kept his cool and responded with a wisdom that left his accusers amazed and unable to escalate the situation into the confrontation that they had hoped to create. The last few days of his life are filled with examples of meekness and its power to transform. An innocent Jesus chose not to defend himself before his accusers, rather than dignify their ridiculous charges. This infuriated some, but others were clearly run to his side by this display of inner strength and faith. There There's a hymn that's often sung on Good Friday in the church I went to when I was young. The chorus goes, "He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the earth and set me free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you and me." And while these lyrics may seem simplistic, the message is clear. Jesus chose in his mission to help us know God more clearly, that mission over his own life. By not giving in to the temptation to end his torment and suffering, he became for us the ultimate example of what it means to be meek. He was never without power. I believe the words of that chorus are true. He could have ended it at any time, but instead he chose obedience to God over his own good. And in his death and resurrection, we are shown the depth of God's love for us and how much God wants to draw us into relationship. This was not failure. This was faithfulness beyond imagining. Meekness is a way of responding to the events in our lives rooted in mature faith. When we are confident in our God, not just in ourselves, we discover things that would trigger us in the past have a new context. They are much less significant and no longer have power in our lives. With our growing awareness that God is with us in all situations, we are increasingly able to exercise self-control instead of reacting impulsively. We look objectively at our situation and seek ways to respond with wisdom, not foolishness, immaturity, or impulsiveness. Just as importantly, our responses themselves become acts of faith instead of emotional responses. Meekness is an expression of inner strength, confidence, and our trust in God instead of in might. To be meek is the opposite of being weak. It requires great strength, conviction, and faith. In the example of Christ, we find meekness as something to aspire to, a worthwhile goal for all the people of God. Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, they will inherit the earth." Indeed. Let's join in the prayers of the people. In love, God calls us to